after Sandy Hook, Connecticut banned assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. In the 5 years since, the state has yet to see another high-profile mass shooting. But can we really credit these laws? Reporting for Guns in America, Connecticut Public Radio's Ryan Lindsay takes a look.
When Adam Lanza shot and killed 26 people at Sandy Hook Elementary School, he used a Bushmaster semi-automatic rifle. That gun had a magazine that could hold 30 bullets. A few months later, lawmakers in Connecticut banned more than 150 guns they called assault weapons, and any device that could hold more than 10 rounds of ammunition. As word spread throughout the state, customers at Delta Arsenal were
pissed. They were mad. To the point where everybody went to the Capitol and go, look, you're punishing the wrong people for this.
That's Doug Odishu, who owns the Delta Arsenal Gun Shop in Wallingford, Connecticut.
A lot of people were mad. It still didn't solve the issue that they were trying to fix.
The they Odishu is referring to here are state politicians. They thought that banning certain guns and limiting the number of rounds a shooter can fire without reloading could prevent mass shootings. Odishu disagrees.
Banning magazines and capacities doesn't mean anything. A criminal, when they're going to go do something, they're going to do something. We'll talk about Adam Lanza. He went home, killed his mother, and took her firearms, and then went and commit the horrendous crime that he did.
On that day in November 2012, Lanza didn't just have a semi-automatic rifle. He had hundreds of rounds of ammo for multiple guns, each with different magazine capacities. He used three guns to kill people, including a handgun to kill himself.
Well, handguns are used in a lot of mass shootings.
That's Dr. Mark Gaius, an economics professor at Quinnipiac University.
In fact, although most people associate assault weapons with mass shootings, most of the guns used are handguns.
In 2015, Gaius published a study that looked at the effects of federal and state assault weapons bans on public mass shootings. He found that the 1994 federal ban on so-called assault weapons was associated with a small reduction in mass shooting deaths. State laws were even less effective. That leads us to another issue with a state ban on these guns and high-capacity magazines.
The impact of state laws is always problematic because if your neighboring state doesn't have an assault weapon ban, all you have to do is go across the state.
Gaius's research suggests that banning so-called assault weapons may prevent some mass shootings, but he found that they don't make a dent in the overall murder rate.
We all want to reduce gun violence. That's an injuries from guns. You all want to reduce that. And so what you really want to look at is you want to look at the best policies that could reduce overall gun violence.
National focus is often on mass shootings, but fatalities from other types of gun violence happen every day without making national headlines.
So you don't want to just, if you will, focus on a little tiny aspect of gun violence. You want to focus on the bigger, broader picture.
There were nearly 11,000 firearm homicides in this country in 2017. Mass shootings accounted for less than 1% of them.
Passing a legislation in regards to high-capacity rifles and things like that was going to do anything because those are not the type of weapons usually used in urban gun violence.
That's Connecticut State Senator Doug McCrory. Back when he was a state representative, he was one of three Democrats to vote against the bill in the wake of Sandy Hook.
Most of the weapons used in urban gun violence were handguns.
In 2017, more than 60% of firearm homicides in the U.S. involved handguns. And ultimately, experts say the most effective way to reduce mass shootings is to focus on reducing gun violence overall. For Guns in America, I'm Ryan Lindsay.